Begin the current daf, Masechtas Baba Kama, daf Zayin. Begin on the bottom of daf, Vav Amud Beis, 7 lines up from the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. That is, our Mishnah concluded when they spoke about the Arba, Avos, Nezik, and the four primary damages which are mentioned in the Torah. So he said when it causes damage, so then Chav HaMazik L'Shalom Tashlumi Nezek, as the Mishnah says, from B'meitav Ha'aretz, from the best of his fields. So the Gemara brought a Braisa that was a Machlikas Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Kiva, the best of whose field and quality does he have to pay if he's paying from land? Rabbi Shmuel said, the Meitav of the Nizik, the best of the Nizik's fields. In other words, that's what type of quality you have to pay up for the amount of damage. But Rabbi Kiva said, it has to be Meitav de Mazik. It has to be the best of the damages fields. Now, the Gemara now explains, Rabbi Kiva, the Brice had quoted Rabbi Kiva's words as follows. He said, not like Rabbi Shmuel who said, Meitav the Nizik, rather, rather, the pasuk is only coming to require the collection for the damages from the idis from the best, as we explained Rabbi Kiva's opinion, from the best of the mazik's fields. And then he ended up by saying, and it's definitely going to be the way this case, logic would tell us, regarding the halachas of the hekdash. So the Gemara says, what is this halacha that we're saying, where Rabbi Kiva is this more stringent opinion, and he's saying, that not like Rabbi Shmuel, when let's say the idis de mazik the nizik is equal to the ziburis of the mazik, where Rabbi Shmuel says he only has to give his ziburis because equal to nizik's, Kiva says he has to give the mazik's best. What does it mean that's for sure going to be the halacha when you have to pay up to hektish? As the Gemara explains, ilem edinagach tur di dan le tur de hektish. It would seemingly be the equivalent of what the halacha we're talking about regarding a regular person, which is when a person's ox gores an ox of hektish, and then you have to go ahead and pay up. And if you don't want to pay up the money, you have to give it your best fields. But ask the Gemara, Shoyrei Ehu Amrachmana, the Torah, when it talks about the halacha of Shor Shanagach regarding an ox goring, it says, ish es ehu. If a person's ox is going to gore his friend's ox. So the Torah tells you, Shoyrei Ehu Veloy Shor Shal Hektish, but not the ox of hektish. In other words, actually, if his ox scores an ox of hektish, he's actually exempt. And the same thing Allah applies to all of the types of damages of hektish, where if someone damages hektish, he's going to be exempt. So what are you saying that kavo chaymer, if you're having, like we're talking about Shane and regular, whichever one avamaz you have, if you want to pay up, we say you have to give the best of your field. So Rabbi Kiva is saying, and the kavo chaymer to hektish. Well, kavo chaymer no hektish what? We see that we learn that from Shoyrei Ehu, and regarding old mazikin, it's the same thing. When they damage hektish, you don't have to pay anything. So what do you mean to say that then you would have to give the best? So Ella rather says the Gemara, the case that Rabbi Kiva is referring to is, someone says, I'm taking it upon me responsibility to give a mana, a certain amount of money, to Bedek HaBayis, to the upkeep of the temple. That's what we mean when we say hektish. Where the Asi Gizbe V'shakam Yidis, where then the collector for the hektish, for the Beis HaMikdash, he comes and he takes, you said you're going to give this amount of money, you don't have money, so I'm going to take from your land, what type of land? Your highest quality land. Because we learn if by a regular person, when he owes that money, we said for Nizak and he has to give his highest quality, so by Hektish, you have to give your highest quality too. Now, that the Gemara asks, but that's not the case of Nizakin. So the most that the Gizber, the collector for the Hektish should be like a creditor, where you said you're going to give this money, you owe us this money. So therefore, ask the Gemara as a Gatina on top of his Ayinimad Aleph, Bu Bal Chayiv B'meinin, as the halacha is, as the Gemara Masechet is getting off Memches and Mabez explains, a creditor collects from the medium grade types of fields, not from the highest quality. So what do you mean, Kavachemin to Hektish? Kavachemin from what? From Nizakin? This is not a case of this damages. This is just what he promised to the Beis HaMikdash. So he's a creditor. A creditor from a head did his Beinus, he also should be Beinus. Now, Chitem, and if you're going to say, Sub Rebbe Kiva holds, Kol Bal Chayiv Nami Be'idis, that actually every creditor also collects from the highest grade fields, still asks the Gemara, even so, you shouldn't be able to learn that hektish from it, to say that if a regular creditor collects from Edis, for sure hektish is not true. Because Ikla Mifrach, you could ask on that Kavo Chaymer and say, Malabal Chayv, yes, maybe regarding a creditor, that there he collects from the highest grade fields, Shekein Yupo Koicha Bin Nizakin, because when it comes to damages, a regular person, when he gets damaged, he could collect from the person who damaged him, also from the highest quality fields. So too, when he's a creditor, then also he could collect from the highest quality. But time of Behekdish, how could you compare that to Hekdish HaHayra Koichei Ben Nizakin, that he doesn't collect anything? So we see he's lower down than Nizakin, than a Hedyid. So even if you're going to say that a Bachayiv, a regular creditor, could collect from Yidis, You wouldn't say kavochem et hektish, because maybe a hedyid who he collects from nizakin idis, so balchayv could also collect from idis, but by hektish we actually hektish collects nothing from nizakin. So who said that even balchayv that he's going to collect from idis? So the Gemara says la'ilam de nagach turi de dan latur de hektish. Truth is like we had originally assumed that it's talking about when our ox gores the ox of hektish. Now, with the kashalach sheri eyu omer achmona b'lo yisheri shal hektish, but the question that you asked was, what do you mean? We have to pay up hektish from the best? We don't have to pay up hektish anything, because the mandate of the Torah's obligation is only for a regular person, not for hektish. And that says the Gemara, Rebbe Kiva sova l'kir b'shim b'm menasya. That's like the Rabbanan. Rebbe Kiva holds like b'shim b'm menasya, which is brought in the beginning of Perek Shoshanagach, the Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that regarding this interpretation of the word re'ehu, Rebbe Shimon ben Asi Omer, he says, Shor shel hektish shenogach shor shel hedyid pater. He says, if the ox of hektish gores an ox of a regular person, so hektish is exempt. But shor shel hedyid shenogach shor shel hektish, but a regular person's ox that gores the ox of hektish, says Rebbe Shimon ben Asi, then bain tam bain mud, whether it's an ox that already gored a few times, or even if it's on its first time goring, mishalem nezek shalem. Then the person has to pay the complete amount of damage to hektish. And that's because he expounds the word re'ehu. When the Torah says shoy re'ehu, that's where if the ox is goring as a tam from in its first few times, that's when you only have to pay chatzin nezik, the half amount of the damage. But if he was mazik and shor shel hektish, an ox owned by hektish, then he has to pay nezik shom, the whole amount of damage, even when it's a tam. And that's what Rebbe Kiva is saying. When this that you have to pay to hektish, the nezik shalom, you have to pay the hektish from the best of the fields of the mazik that you know from a kavo chaymer, from being shor shel nagach of a shor shel hedyid, where there you only have to pay chatzin nezik when it's a tam. So by hektish, when you have to pay nezik shalom, for sure you see more stringent, for sure you're going to have to pay from the iddis of his nechasa. Now that thing more continues and says, ihachi, if that's the case, if that's what it means when he says kavo chaymer lehektish, regarding this halacha of Rebbe Kiva going in the path of Rebbe Shimon ben Manasseh, saying that it's regarding a shor shel hedyid shenogach shor shel hektish, so then Rebbe Shmuel v'Rebbe Kiva mimai de'beidus de'nizik v'ziburus de'mazik peligi. Who says, as we had said in the previous daf, that the machlekes of Rebbe Shmuel and Rebbe Kiva is regarding when you have the idus of the nizik equal to the ziburus of the mazik, that Rebbe Shmuel says you only have to give the ziburus of the mazik, which is the idus of the nizik, whereas Rebbe Kiva says you have to give even higher than that, you have to give the idus of the mazik. Who said they were even disputing that? Maybe actually everyone agrees, even Rebbe Kiva, that you only have to give the idis, the highest grade fields of the damaged party. And the mazik would only have to give his ziburis. The reason being is because it's equal to the idis of the nizik. Because Rebbe Kiva agrees to Rebbe Shmuel when the pasuk says meitiv sedeyu, it means the best field of the nizik. Now this, and Rebbe Kiva had said that loy ba'akas of ligvas ela min ha'idis, was coming to say the idis of the nizik. And on that point, he wasn't coming to dispute on Rebbe Shmuel. His dispute was only regarding the second half of his sentence regarding hektish. What are they disagreeing about? Regarding the machlekes, Rebbe Shimon ben Asi and Rabbanan, where Rebbe Kiva understood from Rebbe Shmuel's halacha, where he was only talking about when a regular person's ox gores another regular person's ox or eats from his field, where he was only talking about a hedyid, but it sounded like from Rebbe Shmuel that regarding niske hektish, but if it damaged hektish, then he would be exempt. And that's where Rebbe Kiva was coming to dispute that Rebbe Kiva saw a Rebbe Shimon ben Manasseh. Rebbe Kiva held the Rebbe Shimon ben Manasseh that, what do you mean? Not only Yichayiv Nezik Shalom, and therefore Kavochayim to Hektish that you're going to have to pay from Idis the Nezik, but Rebbe Shmuel saw a Rebbe Shimon, but Rebbe Shmuel held like a Rebbe Shimon, that you're exempt actually when it's Shor Shel Hektish. Maybe that's the only thing they disagree. Who said that they disagree even regarding what is the type, whose Idis are we talking about? Maybe everyone agrees that it's regarding Idis the Nezik. So I think Moses says, no, you can't say that. For a few different reasons. Imkain, first of all, if that's the reason, my loy baha kosev. Now, what are the words of Rebbe Kiva? Rebbe Kiva said, no, loy baha kosev el ligvis le nizak min idis. Which sounds like that he's disputing his interpretation of the pasuk itself. Where he's saying, no, it's not like you're saying that the pasuk is regarding idis din nizik. Rather, it's regarding something else. So obviously, we see that they're disputing not just the halachas of hektish, but even regarding for a hedyid itself, which is Rebbe Kiva holds el ligvis min idis, meaning the idis of the mazik. Vay, moreover, says the Gemara, since you want to say that when Rebbe Kiva says that he has to pay from the idis, it means the idis of the nizik, and that's ultimately a leniency, as we said, that then the mazik only has to give his ziburis, which is equal to the iddus of the nizik, then my kavochem lehekdesh. Then what is Rabbi Akiva saying? And kavochem to hekdesh. What do you mean kavochem? You're making it actually worse by saying that hekdesh will have the same halacha. Now that's difficult because Rabbi Akiva, as we just mentioned, if that's what you're saying, is going like Rabbi Shimon ben Asya, says that hekdesh is more stringent in regards to the halachas of damages. Where he says that even if it's mazik as a tam, hekdesh will take nezik shalom, in contrast to when the damage is a regular person's ox, only has to be chatzi nezik, as he learns out from Re'eyu. So what are you saying, kavochem to hekdesh? What do you mean kavochem? Who said? What do you mean? Maybe by a regular person it's only iddis and nezik. But who said kavochem to hekdesh? The hekdesh and the most stringent should have the leniency of only giving the ziburis to mazik. V'oid Morava says, the Gemara, ultimately, ha'amar Ravashi, Ravashi said, Tanya behead, you will learn clearly in the Braisa, that when Rabbi Akiva says that by damages, he collects from the Idis, it's going in the Idis Damazik. Like the Pasuk says in Shemais, Metiv Sedeu, Metiv Kami Shalom. When it says in the Pasuk, by there it's too much chain and regal, but we learn like Zer Shavu for Omazikin from there, that when he causes damage, he has to pay from the best of his fields and the best of his vineyards. Whose is his? Meitav sedei shal nizik, meitav kamer shal nizik, divrei b'shmol. B'shmol says, you have to give the best of his field. Whose field is the field of the nizik? Whereas Rabbi Akiva, he says, meitav sedei shal mazik, or meitav kamer shal mazik, you have to give the best of the mazik's fields and the mazik's vineyards if he wants to pay up. So you see clearly that they're disputing not just regarding the halachas of hekdesh, in Rabbi Shimon ben Asya and Rabbanan, but they're also disputing regarding which iddis are we talking about. Is it the iddis of the nizik or the iddis of the mazik? Now continuing on this halacha, of, as we brought it in our Mishnah, that he has to give b'meita v'aretz, regarding damages, you have to give from the highest quality of field that you have. On that, Ramili Abaya l'Rava. Abaya asked the following contradiction to Rava. On the one hand, k'simeitav sedeu meitav kamei sham, like we just brought this pasuk, it says that when regarding damages, he has to pay him up from his highest quality fields. Which sounds like meitav in midiach v'nilay. It sounds like the only thing you could pay regarding damages is your highest quality field. Now, v'hatanya, but we learned the b'raisa, the pasuk says in Shemais, says Yashiv, where the pasuk says Kesep Yashiv Levalov, that the owner of the pit has to pay up to the owner for the damage that was done by his, let's say, his ox that fell into the pit. Now the thing is, the Braisa is inferring, the pasuk should have said Bal Habayu Yishalom Kesep Levalov, the owner of the pit will pay money to the owners. Now because one reads the pasuk, it's in Shemais Chavalov Lamadal, it says Bal Habayu Yishalom, the owner of the pit should pay. Kesef Yashav Levalov, money he should return to the owners. V'amisi Yeloi. Now, if it already says Yeshalim, so why does it say Yashiv? That seems to be a superfluous word. Say Bala Bar Yeshalim Kesef Levalov. Why say Bala Bar Yeshalim, comma, Kesef Yashav Levalov? So that word Yashiv is coming to include anything that you return to him, which is L'rab Yeshav Kesef V'fila Subin, to say that if you want to pay up the owner of the ox that hurt his ox in your pit, you can give him back anything. Not just kesef, but anything that's even equal to kesef, to anything that's worth money, and even bran, anything, no matter what the lowest inferior grade, whatever it is, lowest item on the market, you can pay him up with that thing. Now that contradicts the other pasuk, asked Abaye to Rava. On the one hand, the pasuk says he has to give only this for damages, which is the best of his fields. Here it sounds like you can give anything worth money, even bran. So that the Gemara answers, loikas, it's not a difficulty. Kan midaiter. And that is, if the mazik pays up what he damaged willingly, and that is that the damaged party doesn't have to go through the effort, bring it to court, and to go through the whole thing and the whole dragging it through the courts, that's where the pasuk is saying, like the Braisa brings Yashiv, that he can pay him up whatever he wants to, even Subin. But Kan, regarding the pasuk that we mentioned of Meitav Karma Yishalim, that's Toma where the mazik doesn't want to pay up the damages. He says, no, I'm not paying. And he has to go through, he has to bring up the court. That's where Bal Karchai, where he has to force him to pay him up, that's where the Pasuk told him that he could only pay from Meitav Sedei, Meitav Karam Yisham. Then he has to give the best. So it depends. If he does it willingly, he could give even, like we said, from Yashiv. But if he does it, that he has to force him to pay up, then he has to give the best of his fields. Now that Amma Ulabari Devi Loi, he says, Dekanami. Actually, precise reading seems to indicate this resolution, Dechsiv. Because it says in the Pasuk, by Meitav, when he has to give the best of his field, it says, Yishalim. He has to pay up the best of his fields, which sounds like Bal Karchai, that we force him to go ahead and pay it up. So you see that's Pasuk Toma, Bal Karchai. When you force him, then he has to give the best of his field. But when he does it on his own, that's Yashiv. He can give whatever he wants to. Now that the Gemara asked, Omli Abaye said to him, Miksiv Yeshulam? Does it say that he will be made to pay, which sounds like through other people, that meaning that the courts forcibly go down to his properties and then take the best of his fields? Yishalim ksiv. It says he will pay. Midaitim mashma. It sounds like also that even if he does it willingly, so how can you say actually to the contrary? It actually brings us back to the question you're pointing out the pasuk. Because the pasuk sounds like that giving the best of the field sounds like even when he doesn't do it forcibly. Now then we're back to the difficulty. But it sounds like from Yashiv that you can give whatever you want when you're doing willingly. How do we understand that? So Elam Abayi, rather Abayi says, the way to resolve these two psukim are only kidemar. The way that there's a similar answer that Rabbah gives in regards to a different context, we could borrow his logic from there and use it over here to resolve these two psukim. The time, like we're in the Braisa. The Braisa says, Harisha hoyilu batim sadis ukram. If a certain individual, he had houses and fields and vineyards which are worth 200 zuz. Now the significance of having properties worth 200 zuz is that we learn the Mishnah Masechtas Peah that says if somebody has a value of 200 zuz, he's not allowed to take matnas anim, the gifts of the poor. He can't take leket, shikha, peyah, maaser ani. He can't take all these things because he's not a pauper. So if he would be taking, he would be stealing from the poor. Now let's say he had 200 zuz minus one dinner, just a little bit less, a little bit shy of 200 zuz. Then you can give him even 1,000 zuz at one shot because at this moment, although it's going to take him way over the mark, at this moment he's considered a poor person. Now the case that we're talking about here in the Braisa is that a guy has houses, fields, and vineyards which are worth 200 zuz. Now the problem is, but vein emaitzi l'machron, he can't sell it. So now he's not a pauper. Doesn't fit the bill of getting matnas neim, but ultimately he doesn't have food because he can't sell it for 200. So says the Braisa, machil noise meiser ani ad mechtzu. So we feed him, we give him meiser ani until half the value of his property, meaning worth 100 zuz. Then he'll at least be able to sell his properties for a value of 100 zuz. And the reason being, as the Gemara later explained, properties do not devalue more than half their value. So ultimately, together with the 100 that we're giving him from matnas anim and the 100 that he'll be able to use to sell it, he won't be a poor person. He'll have the value of 200 zuz. That's what the Braisa says. Now, says Abaye v'havi bamar, and Rabbah had asked regarding this halacha, the Braisa, the Hechidami, what's it talking about? And that is, Ihuzal arasa de kulam. What does it mean that he can't sell it for 200? In other words, we're saying we're going to give him matnas anim. Why? He's not a poor person. Oh, because he can't sell it for 200 right now. But ultimately, it's worth 200. So what do? We give him half of the value, and then he'll sell the other half for 100. But the Gemara wonders, what does this mean? And that is, if everyone's land went down, you can't sell for 200. What do you mean you can't sell? You could sell for what? 150, 100? Why? Because everyone, land in general, real estate is down. And therefore his land went down with everybody. Well, then then why are we only giving him half of his value of his property? That's how much matnas neim we're giving him. We should give him even much more than that. Because the hazel de kule almanami, because everybody's property went down. And therefore now his property is now worth 200 zuz. And as we learned in that Mishnah Masechtas Peah, if you have even 200 minus one dinner, you can give him even 1,000 zuz at one shot because now he's able to have matnas neim. So why would we be saying we could only give him this compromise of half of his property's value? Elo de eika arasa de kolama. What are you going to say? Rather, no. The real estate is up right now. Everyone's is worth what it's worth. Vedidei, but regarding his own properties, I did the ayil benafik azuzi. Since he's scrambling, struggling, trying to get money, zolari. So the value of his property is going down. Everyone sees he's scrambling. It doesn't have the same value as it usually has. So then the Gemara continues on the Mitbeis. Ask Rabbah, I feel a part in Namil Lissafili. Then we shouldn't even give him even a little bit. Because ultimately his land is worth 200 zuz. It's just because of his own doing is causing him to be in a situation where no one's going to want to buy because let's wait till it drops. We see he's desperate. But ultimately it's worth 200. So why are we giving him even half? So Ba'amah Ma'Allah. So Rabbah said to resolve that difficulty. He says, Lo Tzrichah. So I'll explain to you the halacha of the Braisa. The Biyemi Nisan Yakra Arasa. In the times of spring, in Nisan time, property is up. Why is property up in Nisan time? Because then whoever purchases land at that time can then take this field, he can plow it in the summer months, he can then plant it in Tishrei, when it's in the fall, and in Mar Cheshvan. And then it could go ahead and then have a crop for that year because he's getting it right at that time. So it's a great time. People are looking for fields. I could plant right now. But in Biyomi Tishrei, Zala Rasa. But in the fall time, then it's actually the land is down because then you don't have time enough to plow and to then plant it for that year. You're going to have to wait till the next season. And so the Tosfos says a similar type of a logic regarding houses, that it's higher up in the summer months, but then lower down when it's coming to the winter months. Now, the kulam anatriad nisan the mezabni. So everybody waits. Whoever has real estate understands very basic logic. You wait till nisan and then you sell, because then you get the biggest bang for your buck. Now, bahai hoilve ischelezus, but this guy's desperate for money. So zavin kedahashti, he's going to sell like it is right now in Tishrei because he just needs money. So now, that's why he's in this interesting situation where he's not an ani that he could take right now 1,000 dinar. Because in Nisan time, his land is worth 200. If anyone valued the land, they would say it's worth 200. Because nobody sells right now. We go based on the time of Nisan. Now, but at the same time, he's not a usher too. He's not out of the category of an ani, because since even everybody right now, as it is in Tishrei, the land is not worth 200. So he's neither here nor there. He's not really an ani because the land is worth 200 because it's always sold in Nisan time. At the same time, he's not out of being an ani because right now it's not worth 200. That's the reason for the halacha of the Braisa, that we complete what he needs to be it to be considered 200, which is half of how much it's worth, because ad pal go urcha lemezel. Land is only going to go down usually until half its value, but tfei lav urcha lemezel doesn't usually go down more than half the value, and that's what the Braisa says. In that situation, we're going to give him half of the value of his land in Maaser Ani, and the rest he could then sell for that 100, therefore not being an ani, because he's not really an ani, but at the same time, he's not really not an ani. That was how Rabbi explained the Braisa. Says Abaya, now we can go ahead and borrow that logic of Rabbah to resolve the contradiction of these two psukim regarding the halachas of damages. Where again, that in the days of Nisan, land is up high. In the times of in Tishrei, then it's lower down. Now, the damage was in Tishrei, where it was a value of a mana of damage. Now, he's coming to collect a mana from the land of the Mazik. Now, says Abaya, Dine be'idis. So the halacha is that the damaged party collects from the best fields, as it says in the pasuk, meitiv karmi, meitiv sedei, meitiv karmi yishalem. Now, but this is what the resolution is. V'i omaleihu, but if the damaged party says to the mazik, look, havli beininis, I want you to give me, I know I can get your highest quality fields. I don't want it, for whatever reason it is, I want your medium grade fields, as it's worth right now. But tfei porta, meaning a little bit more than you would give me in the Idis field, I want to have lower grade, but more land, more quantity, and less quality. So, and that's what Abaya says, that the Nizik cannot force the Mazik. Rather, Omalei, the Mazik could tell the Nizik, look, Ishaklis, if you take my highest quality fields, which is Kedinach, which is like you're allowed to demand from me, then Shakl Kedahashta, then take like it's worth right now. But which is lower down, meaning better for the buyer, which better for the nizik, for the damaged party. But ve'iloi, but if not, then shakal, then if you want to take beininis, then I'm going to require that you take a kiyukur dilakame, like the higher price of later on that it's going to be in nisan. Says Abaya, that's what the word yashiv is coming to say, which the Braisa brought, which includes even subin. What is that saying? That if, let's say, the nizik wants to take something of a lower grade, inferior, like brand. In other words, let's say the damaged party has land next to the beininis fields of the mazik. So he prefers to have, although everyone usually wants the highest quality, he would prefer lower quality just because it's near his other fields. So that's what the pasuk's teaching you. Okay, yashiv, l'rabashav v'kesev, even subin, you could take a lower grade, not just meitav sedeh, which you have the right nizik to take, but doesn't that contradiction? No, it's you could take it, but it's going to have to be like the higher price later on in Nisan, which is what the value is going to be at that time. Now, Rashi points out, that's why Abaya had to say that it's talking about this the way Rabbi said it, regarding that it's for the higher price that it's going to be in Nisan. Because says Rashi, if ultimately the price is not going to be any different than Nisan, then what do we need a pasuk for? Obviously, says Rashi, that if the Nizik wanted to collect from Subin, of course they could take without the will of the Mazik, because he has such a strong power of collection from the Mazik that he could even take from his highest quality, for sure he could take from his medium quality. Rather, that says Abaya is for what he needs a pasuk for. When it's coming to tell you that Yashiv L'Rabashav Akesev, that the Mazik could pay up whatever the lower grade that the Nizik wants, is that yes, but it's going to have to be at the higher price that it is later on. So he's borrowing this logic of Rabba, which said this concept of market value where things go up and go down. Says Abaye, I could borrow that regarding explaining what these two psukim are. Because again, for the halacha, says Rashi, of bainness, of course it could take from bainness and ziburis. We're just saying that the mazik has to pay from the highest and the nizik could collect that. But if the nizik doesn't want it, he wants lower, that's what the pasuk is teaching you. But then the mazik could demand that it be at the higher price later on. Now, that maskev l'Rav Acha bar Yaakov, he asks on this interpretation of Abaye. Says Im Kain, if that would be the case, you're diminishing the collection power of a damaged party in regards to the medium grade and lower grade. With Drachmana Amemet, the Torah says he has high collecting power. He can collect from the best, highest quality that the Mazik has. And you're saying that he can't even collect from the price that it's valued right now of Bein Ziburis. He's saying, nope, you want to collect from lower, you're going to have to collect from the higher price later on. What does that mean? If I could even collect from the highest quality right now, so a lower one, I'm going to have to collect from the higher price and get less later on? He says, that's not logical to say, because you see his collection power is great. How can you say that it would require him to get from the higher price later on? So Elamar Rav Acha b'Yaakov, he says, rather, i'ikle demuye. He says, this is going off on the tangent regarding the question that the Gemara was addressing regarding the contradiction of Yashiv and of Meitav Sedeyu, where he's saying, if you want to compare Rabbah's concept of saying what a price is right now and regarding the price later on that you can make someone then collect from the higher price later on, is not like Abaye wanted to say to resolve the Pesukim. As we said, it's not logical to say that regarding the Nizik, he'll have to collect the lower grade from a higher price later on. He says, rather, if you want to compare Rabbah's halacha to something, you can compare it to a collector, to a debtor, someone that's owed, to a creditor, someone that's owed money, which is, Bal Chayv Dina Bebeinis. The halacha is, regarding a collector, his halacha is he collects on the medium grade fields. As the Gemara explains in Masechta Gittin, Mem Ches Mem Beis. Now, the case that you compare Rabbah to is, if let's say the creditor is coming to collect from the borrower in Tishrei. Now, Ve'i Amale, now if the collector, the lender, says to the borrower, he says, Havli Ziburis Tfei Purta, I want you to give me, instead of Beinus, I'll take a lower grade field, but more quantity, that's how it goes, the higher quality, the less the quantity. Says, but just like you owe me this money, I want to collect, instead of the Beinus, I want to collect Ziburis from the lower price that it is right now in Tishrei. So, Amale, so says the borrower to the lender, Ish Shaklet, Kedinach, Shaklet Kadash, if you take like the way your halacha is, the halacha is that a collector collects from Beinus. If you want to collect, so then, yes, I owe you the money right now, it's in Tishrei, which is better for you, the collector, but you'll get the lower price as it is right now if you're collecting Beinus. But Ve'iloi, but if you're not taking Beinus, rather you want to take something else, you want to take Ziburis with more land, then Shakal Kiyukur Dilkame. Then I'm going to require for you to take from the higher price later on, which is going to give you less land. Says Rav Acha b'Yaakov, that's where you could compare the halacha of Rabbah, not by Nizakin, but by a case of a creditor where you want to collect late, you want to collect a different type of field, fine, but from the higher price later on. On that maskula Rav Acha b'Rei d'Ravika, he asked, what he's saying? The same question you really asked Nabai, you could ask on yourself. Imkeina alta delas bifnei love, and then you're closing the door in front of borrowers. Why? Because the amalei, because the lender is then going to tell the borrower, wait a second. Ilu havali zuzi, if I had the money, if I hadn't lent you the money and I had money, have a shakli kadahashta, then I would buy the ziburis land for the value of the money that you owe me as the price is right now. Now, hashta de zuzi gabach, but now that my money's by you now, ashkel kiyukid l'kamei, so I'm going to have to collect the Ziburis land from the higher price later on. I'm not going to lend money anymore because here I am. Here I'm losing. I'm going to have to pay higher price later on. So therefore he says that it's not logical to say that you could make the collector, if he wants to collect the low grade land, to have to go from a higher price later on. So Elam Rav Acha b'Rei d'Ravika, he says, if you want to compare this halacha of Rabbah, l'ksubish isha mitaminan, you could compare it to the halacha of the ksuba of a woman, which is, for example, if let's say he gives her the get in Tishrei, and therefore she wants to collect her ksuba. Now, at that time in Tishrei, the price of land is low. So her ksuba was 200, and she wants to come to collect. Now, the haksubas isha dina b'ziburis. The primary halacha of a ksuba of a woman is to collect from ziburis, as the Gemara there in Perek HaNizakin explains. Now, v'yam r'le'ihi, but if let's say she tells him, havli beininus, do me a favor, give me a little bit higher quality land, a medium quality land, but supporta, of course I'll get less land, because if I'm getting higher quality, I get less quantity. But give me, instead of ziburis, what I'm supposed to get, give me bainness. On that, Amar Lo, that's what the husband could tell her. Ishakal kedinach, if you're going to take like your halacha is, which is zibur is the lowest quality, shakal kedahashta. Then take as it's worth right now, which you'll get the lower price. V'iloi, but if not, shakal keyukil kameh, then you'll have to take from the higher price later on. We're there. The halacha is where her only rights were for zibur. You want to get a higher quality field? Fine, that is where you could compare Rabbi's concept where there's different price ranges in times of the year. Then they could say, fine, but I'm going to require you to collect it from the higher price later on. So if you want to use Rabbi's halacha, that would be the case that you could compare it to. Now, however, the Gemara goes back to what we had said, so then mikom makom kasha. We're really back to the question we had on Amud Aleph, which we asked, how do we understand the contradiction of Meitav and Yashiv? On the one hand, one pasuk sounds like that he has to pay only from the best of his fields, and then you have a brayse that says that Yashiv says he could return anything worth money, even Subin, which we had originally answered with Abaya, but then the Gemara said Abaya's answer would be seemingly incorrect because you're going to be diminishing the strength of the damaged party, which the Torah says that you don't diminish it, you give him the highest collecting power, which is even from Idis. So why would we say if he wants to collect something lower, which Rashi said for sure he could collect from, to make him go from the higher price later on? So rather, Amar Rava gives a different answer. He says, Kol de yahivle, whatever the mazik gives to the nizik, mimeitav leisavle, he has to give him from the best. In other words, the Torah is telling you, you have to give the best of your field. Now, what we're learning from Yashiv is that, yes, he could pay him anything, even bran, but when he gives him bran, he has to give him his best bran. So it's not a contradiction. You could give anything, but it has to be the best of that thing. Now, that the Gemara asks, but vameitav sudei uksib. But the Torah says he has to give the best of his field. And if it's the way you're saying, then it should have just said he should give his best. Why is it the best of his field? Sounds like it has to be of fields the best and not necessarily of everything else. So Ella rather ki Asra Papa Rav Hun the Brid of Yeshua and Bei Rav, when these two Tamil Cham came from the Yeshiva of Rav, Pershua, they explained it as follows. Kol mili, anything that's what's called metatlin, that's movable, meaning anything not land, where you could transport it from one place to another place, is metavhu, it is the best. What does that mean? The ilum is daven hacha, because if let's say the item that you have cannot be sold for such a good price where you are over here, mizdaven b'masachrit, it can be sold in another place. And that's why it doesn't say meitav lebar me'ar, except for land, the lace of lebe meitav, where by land we say you have to give the best, kihecha de likvat zolah zvina, so that there should be buyers that will jump to buy the land. We want to give the greatest strength of collection for the nizik that he could be compensated for his damages. Now, that's how we resolve the psukim. By land, it says meitav, because we wanted to get the easiest selling abilities, to get the best price he can get for the land. So you give him the highest quality field. But by metaltlin, by movable items, you don't have to give any best, because it all depends on location, and since it's movable, you'll be able to get it, if not here or there, and therefore even brand you can give him, it's not a contradiction. The nizik gets the best. Metaltlin, anything is the best, because it depends where you are. There they like that, so it depends. So therefore, everything is the best. By land, the land is something that's stationary. There, it's only people that want to have the land over here. Then giving him the highest quality land is what's mandated by the Torah. Now the Gemara continues on these halachas of Idis, of the requirement of the Nizik to pay from the highest quality fields when he's paying with land. So, Baimenei Rav Shmuel Bar Abba Ma'akroni Mir Ababa. He asked the following question. He says, Kishen Shaman, when they evaluate, as we said, Idis and Ziburis regarding the Nizik and the Mazik, so the question is, Bishaloi Hein Shaman, do they evaluate with his fields? In other words, do we say that regarding his fields of the Mazik, his best field is what has to be given to the Nizik? So therefore, let's say he has highest quality fields and lowest quality fields. And let's say his lowest quality fields is actually, he's such a wealthy guy, he has the highest quality in the world, that his lowest quality is equal to the Idis of the world, meaning what's generally considered the best fields in the world are his lowest quality fields. And still, the Mazi has to give the Nizik his best, because we go based on his fields, Oy Bishal Oylem Hein Shaman. Or do we go and evaluate what's considered best regarding in the world what's considered best? So therefore, in this case, where this guy has really the best of the best, he only has to give his worst, which because in the world that's considered the best. So the Gemara explains, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shmuel Lekti Bailach. Says, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you definitely don't have a question. The Amar B'din Nizik Shamin, and he said that you give the best of the Nizik. Now, since the Ziburis of the Mazik is equal to the best of the Nizik, so of course the Mazik's only going to have to give his worst. Ki Te Bailach, but when would you ask the question? Leave it to Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Kiva, the Amma that he says, but the Mazik Shemin, he says we qualify it based on the Mazik's best fields. So that's the question, my, what's the halacha? In other words, Meitav Sedeu Amar Rachmanu, when the Torah said that, as the way Rabbi Akiva interpreted the Pasuk, that he has to give his best, what do we mean when we said the Mazik has to give his best? It means Lemu'ute de Nizik, it's just excluding from the best of the Nizik, which means to say that although the Ziburs of the Mazik is equal to the Idis of the Nizik, that's not enough. You have to give the best of the Mazik, but it's not regarding that he has to give his best. It's just because he has to give the best of what's there in the world. But if, let's say, his Ziburis is equal to the Idis of the world, then even though he has something better than that, he doesn't have to give that. It just doesn't mean he has to give the Idis of the Nizik. Or maybe no, the Torah says Meitav Sedeu has to give the best of his fields, which is his field, his best. And if it's his best, even though the world's best is his lowest, he has to give still his highest, his best fields. So Amalei said to him, Rachmano, Oma Meitav Sedeu, the Torah says he has to give the best of his fields, which is we go after his fields, which is his best. And we don't qualify based on what in the world is considered the best. So therefore, Va'at Amin B'Shalom Hein Shem, and you're saying that we should go based on the world? So therefore, the answer is no, it's obvious that we don't go with what's called B'Shalom Hein Shem, regarding in the world, which is, that's the Idis, and then the Idis of the Nizik, which is like the Ziburis of the world, that's what you have to give. No, you have to give the best of the Mazik, even though it's much better than the best of the world, and he has his Ziburis equal to the Idis of Olam, you have to give the Idis of the Mazik. Now, however, on this interpretation, the Gemara asks Esrei, learn the Braisa that let's say somebody that owes money to a creditor, a Baal Chayv, he owes money to his wife that he divorced, a Ksuba, and he also owes money that, let's say, his ox had eaten up in the field, which is regarding damages. So let's say he only has highest quality fields. So says the Braisa, Kulam gave him an Idis, so that's all you have. So they all collect from the highest quality fields. Let's say Bainis, let's say he only has medium grade fields. So Kulam gave him Bainis, so they all collect from medium grade fields. Let's say Ziburis, he only has lowest quality fields. So Kulam gave him Ziburis, so they all collect from lowest, that's all he has. So fine, that's what they collect from. Let's say Hagulay Idis, Ubainis, Ziburis. Let's say he had highest quality, medium quality, and lowest quality. So then each one has their own categories, as we've been mentioning. Nizakin Beidis, the damaged party collects from the highest quality fields. Ubachay Bainis, a creditor, collects from the medium grade fields. And the ksuba of the woman collects from the lowest grade fields, as the Gemara Masechta Gittin from the Testament Base explains the reason, because more than the man wants to marry a woman wants to get married, so therefore she's willing to agree to when she's going to collect the ksuba, it's going to be only from Ziburis. So each one collects according to the category that they're supposed to collect from. Now let's say he has Idis Ubeinis. Let's say he only has highest quality and medium quality fields. So the halacha is Nizakin Beidis, so the damaged party collects from the best. And then the creditor, who is supposed to get Bainis, also collects from Bainis, and the ksubas of the woman, there's no Ziburis, so she collects from Bainis. Now let's say he has Bainis v'Ziburis, let's say he has medium grade and lowest grade. So Nizakin, Ubachayiv v'Bainis, so the damaged party, there's no Idis, so finally collects from Bainis, and so to the creditor. And the ksuba of the woman, she collects from Ziburis. Now we continue on Chesem Adalf. Let's say he has Idis v'Ziburis, let's say he has highest quality and lowest quality. So Nizakin be'idis, the damaged party collects from the highest quality. Ubachayiv ksubas isha b'ziburis, and the creditor and the woman collecting ksuba collect from the lowest grade. Now the reason for this is because biblically, actually, a creditor collects from ziburis, as the Gemara is going to explain later on. It's only rabbinically that they instituted, so that we shouldn't turn away lenders, that we say that they don't collect just from the ziburis, but they collect also from bainis. But when there is no bainis, so then there's no takana d'rabbanan, so then they go down, instead of going up to idis, they go down to ziburis. That's what the Braisa says. So says the Gemara, Ketani Mia Mitzia, but one of the middle cases says, Bainis Viziburis. If he only has middle and lowest, then Nizakin Ubachayiv Bebainis. So he said, then the damaged party and the creditor collects from Bainis. Uksubis Isha Viziburis, and the Ksuba of the woman, she collects from Ziburis. So ask the Gemara, the E Amit Bishalohein Shaman, if you say, as the Gemara had just concluded, that we qualify the fields when we're evaluating regarding what's Idis Bainis Ziburis, based on the Mazik's fields, not in regards to the world, what they're, we grade them based on his own fields, no matter if he has highest, lowest, regards to the relative to the world, his fields, that's how we graded his best, his medium, his lowest. So the question is, if you're saying, quote, he only has Bainis and Ziburis, then Tase Bainis like Idis, then essentially, his Bainis field should be considered Idis because it's his best. If it's his best, so then essentially he has his best, and then he has the other one, which is Ziburis. So then why are we saying that the Baal Chayiv and the Nizak can collect from the Bainness? Yeah, maybe in the world it's Bainness, but it's his best. If it's his best, then we said that the Baal Chayiv does not collect from Midas. He collects when there's no Bainness, he collects from Ziburis. So why is he collecting from the Bainness, which is his best? Obviously, you say Bishal Oil Main Shaman. And since we're qualifying based on the world, so fine, that makes sense. Baal Chayiv collects from Bainness. Not, we don't care that it's his best. It's Bainness, and that's why he collects from it. Now, the Gemara says, Nahach Ma'iskin, what we're talking about over here, we're saying that Bishal Oil Main Shaman. We're qualified based on the Mazik. But Kagan Shahisla Idis Umachar. It's talking about where he had best. He had Idis, Bainus, and Ziburis, and then after the loan, he sold the Idis. So at the point of the loan, when the Shibud happens, when the indebtedness that the borrower has to the lender, the Bainus field, which was at that time his medium grade fields, becomes indebted to the creditor when he still had Idis. And because he still had Idis, so although he ends up selling Idis, and now he only has Bainus, Ziburis, and that's why the Nizakin only collects from Bainus, but the Baal Chayiv is going to be able to collect from Bainus because it's not just the Bishal Olam that is Bainus, it's actually his Bainus. What do you mean his Bainus is his best? That's all he has. Yes, but at the time of the loan, he had Idis, and therefore the Bainus was already Meshubit to the Baal Chayiv. That's how Rav Chizda also explains this. You could say Bishal Loi Hein Shaman, that would qualify based on the Mazik himself, because as the Pasuk said, Meitav Sadeh Meitav Kam Yishalem, not based on the world. However, it's not considered his Idis to not allow the Baal Chayiv to collect from it because it was already indebted from the time of the loan as Bainus, because at that time he had Idis, it's just that he sold it after that point.